This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call us 877-726-8255. Pose any question you like about medicine or nutrition, and we'll be happy to oblige you. We're here. We're live. We're in the doctor's office. And you can join us. 877-726-TALK is our number. And let's take a look at the latest on a natural alternative for depression. The nutrient in question is SAMI, S-adenosylmethionine. And there was a new review published on the subject of SAMI in the treatment of depression. A researcher named Dr. Anoop Sharma, MD, PhD, and his colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania's Department of Psychiatry considered data from 132 studies. That's a lot of studies. And they concluded that oral supplementation with SAMI at daily doses ranging anywhere from 200 to 1600 milligrams is superior to placebo in ameliorating symptoms of depression. In other words, it works. And standard amounts of SAMI that you find in a SAMI supplement are 200 to 400 milligrams. So to achieve the 1,600 milligram dose, you'd have to take two 400 milligram SAMI pills twice daily. So that's a doable amount. SAMI can be a little pricey, however, and what I suggest to patients when they take SAMI is go for the highest dose of 1600 milligrams, try it for a month, make that investment, and I can't compel you to keep taking it if it doesn't work for you, but if it does, you want to continue, and you'll shoulder the burden of the financial cost of buying this relatively pricey supplement, but it's worth it. Because drugs are far more expensive and they have a lot of side effects. In some of the studies, SAMI was equivalent in efficacy to tricyclic antidepressants. Those are the old-fashioned antidepressants like Elavil. And also matched the SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Zoloft, Paxil, Celexa, Lexapro, etc. So they said here, and I'm quoting, this review of the role of S-adenosylmethionine in the treatment of major depressive disorder, not just a little bit of the blues, but major depressive disorder, found encouraging evidence of efficacy and safety of SAMI as a monotherapy or as an add-on when used in conjunction with other antidepressants. It can be safely combined, but I would suggest that you do so under doctor's supervision. It's not dangerous to combine SAMI with other medications, but you have to be careful and it should be done under supervision. So they say that SAMI may also be effective in combination with prescription meds in people who do not respond to the drugs alone. For some reason, it appears to have particular benefit in depression associated with other medical conditions, such as HIV, Parkinson's, osteoarthritis, and fibromyalgia. And partially, that is due to the fact that SAMI has anti-inflammatory effects and pain-relieving effects. It can actually be used in the treatment of osteoarthritis, for example, as a way of reducing pain. So it enhances mood, reduces pain, may have an anti-inflammatory effect. The problem with SAMe is that it took a while for them to come up with an absorbable form. It has to be enterically coated and chemically stable. And so these only came into the marketplace in the late 1990s. And now there are several double-blind randomized controlled trials comparing SAMe to various tricyclics. Four studies compared SAMe to desipramine, imipramine, and other studies now look at SAMe in relationship to SSRIs, showing comparable results. There may even be a benefit to SAMe in treatment of schizophrenia, although that's a little less well established than its benefits in depression. So SAMe, definitely something to consider, either as a monotherapy, a solo treatment, or as an add-on treatment for people suffering from depression. And it, you know, I will tell you that it doesn't always work, but in a relatively high percentage of patients, it provides a benefit. So it's one of those nutrients that sometimes we tend to forget, but let's keep it on the front burner for the treatment of mood disorders. All right, let's take a call now from, it's going to be Michael. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard your podcast with Dr. Hellshine on coffee. As much as I think it's great, all that information, I'm very sensitive to caffeine. I can have powdered coffee in the morning, instant, you know, without the caffeine, and then it affects my sleep. I think I might have to let that one go. What do you feel on that subject, Dr. Hoff? I know you're sensitive to caffeine, too. I'll be listening.
Yeah, this is an excellent point. And, you know, I thank you, Michael, for bringing that up. Because in our rush to vindicate caffeine, you know, it's kind of like man bites dog story. You know, the old wisdom was coffee's bad for you. Try to reduce your intake of caffeine. It's going to jangle your nerves. It's going to send your blood pressure through the roof. It's going to give you palpitations. So avoid caffeine. That was the dogma for so long. And we freed ourselves from this dogma with studies that suggest that, you know, 4, 5, 6 cups of caffeinated coffee per day can actually be beneficial. They protect the brain. They don't cause atrial fibrillation, according to studies, and so on and so on. You know, there's a lot of benefits. But we have to apply the caveat, results may vary. You know, you see that on many ads for medications. And caffeine is really like that. Different strokes for different folks. Now, part of it has to do with genetics. Some people are equipped with a gene that affects cytochrome P450, which is a detox enzyme within the body that breaks down toxins and medications and substances like caffeine. And they are fast metabolizers. And so they can go through, you know, 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee a day. Or they can have, you know, caffeinated coffee or two after dinner, and they can sleep soundly through the night. And other people are just jangled from coffee. You know, even a coffee in the morning may disturb their sleep. They feel nervous. The other thing about coffee that doesn't get mentioned is that a lot of people have terrible side effects from caffeine withdrawal. And it's hard to keep a steady state of caffeine through the day. I mean, you can guzzle caffeine all day long, or you can put an IV in your arm and get an IV drip of caffeine at a sustained rate. But when your caffeine levels decline, you sometimes get headachy, you get irritable, you get extremely tired. And I think that's one of the reasons why people wake up feeling like, you know, a hibernating bear in the springtime. You know, you feel extremely lethargic. And that expression, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, that's because they've been in relative caffeine withdrawal, and they need that cup of coffee to wake up. I don't drink coffee anymore. I drink decaf, so I probably get a tiny bit of caffeine. But I wake up, and generally I don't feel groggy. I feel more alert. I'm able to go from horizontal to vertical pretty quickly, and I start moving, and I can do my morning exercise relatively quickly without, artificially stoking myself with caffeine. Personally, what happens with me when I was drinking coffee and I would stop drinking coffee is I would have terrible body aches. It wasn't so much the headache, of the caffeine withdrawal headache I was experiencing. It was the body aches that I had from caffeine withdrawal. So I had to give it up. And for many people, that whole, this whole new craze about, caffeine's good for you, coffee is a health, is a functional food, is a health product, that's not going to work for them, partially because they're slow metabolizers, partially because they get side effects from coffee intake, and not to mention the effects on the gastrointestinal tract. It has irritating effects on the stomach, some people. It can burn the esophagus of others. It can cause diarrhea and urgency in some people. It can cause urinary frequency in some people. Drink too much coffee, and you'll find yourself going to the bathroom. So, bottom line, results may vary. Caveat emptor. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Your calls in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about colostrum. Colostrum is getting a lot of buzz these days because, it's nature's most powerful superfood. It's the substance which is imparted to babies and all mammals who wean from breast milk, and it primes the immune system and establishes a healthy microbiome. And when harnessed as a supplement, it's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, and it helps to fight infection. And the question is, which brand do you turn to? Well, I've done a lot of research on this, and my favorite is Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health, and you can make it part of your daily routine. It's got a proprietary enhanced delivery system. It's liposomal particles help to deliver the colostrum intact to your lower GI tract. It's the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, so order by going to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full five-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for colostrum LD. Let's take a call now from Constance. Hi, Constance.
Hi. Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman. Long-time listener, and I used to attend the lectures you gave with your nutritionist, Layla Mutin.
Oh, yeah, great. And, yeah. Now we just do them online. Everything is electronic these days. They're podcasts.
It's fine. And I want to thank you because I lost 50 pounds on intermittent fasting and kept
Wonderful.
It off 2 years.
That's thanks great. To you. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. So here's my quick question. Apropos of your mentioning in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition that full dairy is not correlated with heart disease or stroke, I'd like to ask a question on behalf of my brother. My brother had two stents put in quite some time ago, over 10 years, and he's 74 years old. And I'd like to be able to tell him that he could eat organic eggs for breakfast, but I wouldn't do it unless you tell me it's okay.
Okay. Well, you know, this is actually not a subject that I've you know, taking up on this show, but I would recommend highly an article from the British Nutrition Foundation, which is entitled "Eggs and Dietary Cholesterol: Dispelling the Myth." And if you Google that article, you're going to hear about it. And, you know, what they say here, the popular misconception that eggs are, quote, bad for your heart and blood cholesterol and therefore bad for cardiovascular disease persists among many people and still continues to influence the advice of some health professionals. So in this article, they go through all the evidence, study after study after study, that refutes that particular position. And even since this article has been published, more and more has come out that demolishes the myth that eggs are cholesterol-laden, they're full of saturated fat, and that this is the cause of cardiovascular disease or that can make it worse. So, yeah, the myth still persists. It's very hard to kill an old bad idea. But I got to tell you, it's something, I mean, this is something I've been talking about for 20 or 25 years. And finally, you know, it's going mainstream, and even health professionals are beginning to acknowledge it. Unfortunately, many of the organizations like American Heart Association have been slow to publicize the fact that eggs can be part of a healthy diet and really are not to be avoided if you have cardiovascular disease. So there you have it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can still get into the doctor's office and pose your question. Please call us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us 877-726-8255 in the remaining time for the program. That's 877-726-TALK with your question about medicine and nutrition. And does your doctor sport a tattoo, or does your doctor have piercings? And is that disconcerting to you? Well, we have the results of a survey published online in Emergency Medicine Journal, and we'll share that with you in just a moment. But first, do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, there's a product that's specifically directed at fatigue, and the way that it works is by repairing the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of the cells. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and there's actually a new clinical trial which shows that NT Factor is beneficial in the treatment of fibromyalgia, which is almost invariably accompanied by fatigue. Here's a testimonial from one of our listeners. It's a real testimonial. I'll vouch for it. I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your supplement needs. But a while ago, I told the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Now, you got to go online and do this. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You can get NT Factor or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. And if you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you'll get another one free. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so here's the results of a survey about patient attitudes towards doctors who sport tattoos or piercings. And I must admit, I found this rather surprising, because maybe I'm old school. You know, if my doctor had lurid tattoos or body piercings, I don't know, I might look a little askance at that. Previous research on patient attitudes towards doctors' appearance has indicated a preference for traditional attire. You know, a neat white coat and clean shirt. But these studies have been based primarily on photos and written descriptions, and few have involved actual clinical practice, say the researchers. So they quizzed nearly 1,000 emergency care adult patients in a trauma center in a large urban area of Pennsylvania about their doctor's appearance after they had a consultation with him or her. The 7 doctors taking part in the 9-month-long study variously wore fake body piercings or tattoos or both or no body art, in addition to the usual hospital scrubs. The patients were then specifically asked what they thought of their physician's competence, professionalism, caring attitude, approachability, trustworthiness, and reliability by rating these qualities on a 5-point scale. And what they found was it absolutely made no difference in terms of how they rated the doctors. Given these statistics, those who enter the medical field today are more likely to have body art than medical professionals did previously, write the researchers. So they say, no biggie. They conclude that physician tattoos and facial piercings, folks, nose piercings, I don't know, were not factors in patients' evaluations of physician competence, professionalism, approachability. Now, I have one problem with this study. This study was published in the Emergency Medicine Journal, and it looks at people in emergency care trauma centers where adult patients were seen in the emergency room. And so I don't think that this was really a proper sampling of the average attitude towards doctors. I mean, if you go to a doctor who's got an office, a fancy office on Park Avenue, and say you're going for, I don't know, plastic surgery, or you're going for a cancer treatment, or, you know, whatever, something requiring a great deal of precision, and that doctor has some big, ugly skull tattoo on their neck or pierced nose one of those tongue piercings when they talk, I'm not sure it's not going to undermine their credibility. I'm just not sure that I agree with this study. And for the record, I don't have any tattoos. You know, the World War II crew, those folks, a lot of tattoos. Millennials and Gen Xers, tattoos are popular. But I'm in a sandwich generation where tattoos were definitely not in. And I'll tell you from my medical experience, taking care of a lot of World War II veterans at the Veterans Administration where I trained, tattoos just don't look that great when they're 40 or 50 years old and you're 80 and your skin is saggy and the tattoos are faded. They just don't look good. That's my bias. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this study surprised me because it suggests yet another consequence of taking oral contraceptives. Oral contraceptives were found to impact the gut microbiome. So they say 16% of young women age 15 to 44 take hormonal birth control pills. That's a high percentage. And they now suspect, actually they've suspected this for a while, but now there's proof, that there may be a relationship between the use of oral contraceptives and Crohn's disease. So in 2016, a gastroenterologist reviewed evidence linking IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and hormonal birth control pills, and found a link between the gut microbiome, oral contraceptives, and the gastrointestinal immune system. And he then concluded that there was an influence of taking oral hormones on the balance of bacteria in your intestinal tract, and ultimately the risk of Crohn's disease. And they say that taking the birth control pill can increase your need for surgery. So this is an interesting link. The data points to a strong association between oral contraceptives and Crohn's disease. So there are consequences to oral contraceptives. And, you know, I've always said women are, they're very, very courageous to take a pill that will alter their hormones for the purpose of contraception. It may affect mood. It may cause depression. It may affect their breasts. It may affect their uterus. But hey, you know, it's for a good cause. We want to prevent unwanted births. But if a man were offered a pill that has so many adverse consequences, I doubt very much that the vast majority of men would opt for some form of oral male birth control pill with so many side effects. I really think there's a great divide among the sexes in terms of acceptance of harmful side effects from a birth control method. It's women who take responsibility these days for birth control, by and large, and often with harmful effects. 877-726-8255 is our number. And a new study suggests that an orange a day may keep macular degeneration away. This is a 15-year study that shows that people who regularly eat oranges are less likely to develop macular degeneration than people who do not eat oranges. It's pretty simple. An orange a day keeps the ophthalmologist away. Researchers interviewed more than 2,000 Australian adults over 50 followed them for 15 years. The research showed that people who ate at least one serving of oranges every day had more than a 60% reduced risk of developing late macular degeneration 15 years later. So the substances that seem to be protective in oranges are unique flavonoids. And we talk about lutein and zeaxanthin. You get those from egg yolks. You get them from greens. But there may be yet other substances in oranges that confer a protective effect. Flavonoids are powerful antioxidants found in almost all fruits and vegetables, and they have important anti-inflammatory benefits for the immune system. And it turns out that whatever it is that oranges contain offer a dramatic protective effect against the most common cause of vision loss in adults over the age of 65. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's take a call now from James.
Is there a certain body weight to milligram ratio for CoQ10?
Okay, well, that's a very wonky kind of question. And, you know, with medication, sometimes they actually specify that. They say, you know, that you need a certain number of milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So, and that makes sense, because if you're a 300-pound male adult, you may need more than a petite 98-pound woman or a child or an adolescent who's not fully grown. And that makes sense when we're talking about medication. When we're talking about coenzyme Q10, there's no rocket science equation that tells us precisely how much coenzyme Q10 you need. But what you can do if you want to ascertain whether you're getting the right amount of coenzyme Q10, say you're treating congestive heart failure, you know, which is a condition that is very responsive to coenzyme Q10, or say you're treating Parkinson's disease or dementia, where you want to get really high levels of coenzyme Q10 into your system. You can actually do a coenzyme Q10 blood test, and there, again, there's no rocket science answer to how high it should be. You want more than the lower threshold of CoQ10. You actually want about three times the normal range of CoQ10 if you want a therapeutic effect. So if you take a person who's not on CoQ10, there's a normal range. But if you want to use it therapeutically, you don't want to just get into the normal range. You want to boost it to three times normal so that you're pushing a lot of coenzyme Q10 into the mitochondria where they do their work, in the heart, in the brain, in all the organs of the body to promote energy. And so part of the problem is that some of the earlier studies on coenzyme Q10 didn't use enough. So they said, well, they gave people 50 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 in the early days. And they said, well, it didn't do much. And what I have found is that for general prevention, you can take 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10. Or if you're taking a statin drug, you can take 100 or 200 milligrams of CoQ10. But if you want to use it therapeutically for people with serious problems like congestive heart failure, serious fatigue problems, you really need to go high. And one of the ways to go high is to use a more bioavailable form of CoQ10, which is ubiquinol. 100 milligrams of ubiquinol twice daily is the equivalent of 600 or 700 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, which is the less bioavailable form of that nutrient. So, you know, I hate to disappoint you, but there's no mathematical equation because circumstances vary and people's requirements for CoQ10 vary as well. And for some, it takes more to have an effect. So great question. Thank you very much for that question, James. And let's move on to an innovation. You know, we talked in the past about dogs that can sniff disease. They actually can sniff cancer. And it involves a heck of a lot of training to train a dog to sniff out anything, sniff out drugs. But to sniff out cancer is quite a canine feat. But it's all based on the fact that the canine olfactory system is vastly superior to the human olfactory system. That's why dogs do a lot of sniffing. They get a lot of information in the cortex of their brain from their olfactory sense. So based on that principle, humans have said, look, there is something in the exudations of patients, whatever comes out in the air, that indicates the presence of cancer. That's been proven by the so-called dog scan. They have cat scans. Well, now you have dog scans. They can find disease. Well, researchers from, see if I get the pronunciation correctly here. This is in England. The Loughborough University, also the University of Edinburgh, and the Edinburgh Cancer Center in the UK, have recently developed a deep learning-based method of artificial intelligence that can analyze compounds in the human breath and detect illnesses, including cancer, with better than human average performance. So they say that the sense of smell is used by animals and even plants to identify hundreds of different substances that float in the air. So using a neural network, I mean, now this is all the rage, the machine learning, artificial intelligence, they have developed techniques for analyzing the breath to determine whether people have a certain pattern associated with disease. And this may enable us to predict illnesses like colon cancer, whatever, early on through breath testing using complex computer algorithms. Here's another benefit to vitamin D that you probably haven't heard of. Vitamin D deficiency increases the risk of chronic headache. Researchers in Finland published a paper in the journal Scientific Reports. They analyzed the serum vitamin D levels and occurrence of headaches in approximately 2,600 men between the ages of 42 and 60. In 68% of these men, the serum vitamin D level was below optimal levels. So chronic headache occurring at least on a weekly basis was reported by 250 men. The men reporting chronic headaches had lower serum vitamin D levels than others. So the suggestion is that among the benefits of vitamin D are protection against headaches. Headaches indeed could be related to deficiency of vitamin D, among other nutrients. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomena. We've got social media. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can subscribe to our newsletter. And you can download our podcast. Just go to drhoffman.com for lots of informative health-related stuff. Check us out next week as we rejoin you for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyo Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyo Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyo Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.